So, you have a movie. What happened to your hair?
Oh, I had a little nervous breakdown. What about you?
I didn't do anything to my hair.
Great.
So, you got a new Fantastic Four script?
Yes, sir, I do.
And I was thinking we make this one not bad.
Oh, I don't know about that. People get weird when we break tradition.
I think it's worth a shot, though.
Sounds risky, but okay. What happens in this one?
Well, this version of the Fantastic Four is going to take place on this alternate Earth that has a style that's kind of retro-futuristic.
Sounds like the Jetsons.
It's exactly like the Jetsons, sir, and we're not even going to bother with an origin story. We're just going to show a bunch of news stories to get people up to speed.
Okay.
And then also use that method for a fair chunk of storytelling for the rest of the movie.
What was that?
So anyway, turns out Mr. Fantastic got the Invisible Woman pregnant.
Oh.
Please stop imagining it.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Understandable.
So did you have someone in mind to play Reed Richards?
I mean, are you telling me that I have a choice?
No, you don't. It's gonna be Pedro.
Yeah, that's what I figured. How does he even find time to do all these projects?
Honestly, I don't. I think he might have one of those Harry Potter time-turner things.
There's magic involved somehow for sure, sir. Anyway, then the Silver Surfer shows up.
Uh-oh, Surfer... person.
Yeah, and she's like, guess what, Earth people? My boss Galactus is gonna eat your planet soon.
Damn!
Yeah, so she says, you better use the next couple of months to say goodbye to each other and not to come up with some kind of plan. Okay?
Why would you give them such a long heads up?
Hey, shut up. So then the Fantastic Four decide to go into space and see Galactus.
Is he a cloud in this one?
No, he's a big old purple guy.
Oh, people love when our bad guys are huge and purple.
They sure do, sir. So Galactus actually senses the baby inside of Sue Storm, and he's like, oh, I want that. You give me that, and we're good.
Oh, he's looking to adopt.
No, not really. He detects that the baby has intense cosmic power and would be able to take over his hunger.
Oh, he's a hungry boy.
Yeah, he's a big old purple hungry boy, and he keeps eating planets because his hunger's so insatiable.
Now that's how you write a compelling villain. This guy's got the munchies and he's sick of it.
And people say that Marvel's fallen off.
They do? What the f?
Anyway, so the Jetsons escape real fast and they get chased by the Silver Surfer, and Sue freaking gives birth in space.
Zero gravity placenta is tight.
What?
So then what happens?
Well, they go back to Earth and give a little press conference like, hey, you know the big purple guy that wants to eat our planet? He said he would not do it if we give him our little baby MacGuffin, so don't worry. We obviously told him we would not do that.
Okay.
But then the whole planet gets mad at them because they're like, hey, you're condemning all babies.
Right. Well, it's going to be hard to change people's minds on that front.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, a couple days later, Sue decides to introduce this little angry mob to the baby, and that changes everyone's minds on the planet.
Everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
Sue's like, I will not sacrifice my child for this world, but I will not sacrifice this world for my child.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what's the plan?
Teleport the Earth!
What? Yeah, Reed actually did it once with an egg, and he's like, well, you know, Earth is just a bigger egg.
Is it, though?
Yes, so they want to do just that. Move the Earth to somewhere else entirely.
Doesn't life on Earth kind of depend on our distance to the sun and things of science?
Hey, shut up again. So the entire Earth starts working together to build teleportation devices before Captain Munchies flies over and eats the egg that we call home.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And meanwhile, Johnny's cooking up something, too.
Is it eggs?
No, I mean, he's got something up his sleeve.
Is it eggs?
It's not eggs, no. He uses a little sliver of a tiny transmission from the Silver Surfer to decipher and learn her language.
How?
By doing it.
Neat!
Yeah, see, Johnny Storm's not just some dumb jock in this version. He's a smart guy with crazy blue contact lenses that make his pupils not respond to light.
Why don't we just cast someone with blue eyes?
No!
Well, okay then.
So anyway, then they're about to freaking teleport the Earth, but the Silver Surfer shows up and ruins the whole thing.
Oh, dang it!
But then Johnny talks to her and he's like, hey, I know your language and your story, so stop being a bad guy. And she's like, I'll think about it.
Sick.
So now they gotta work on a whole new plan to not die.
And what do they come up with?
They're gonna use the little baby as bait and hide everyone in New York City underground.
What do you mean underground?
There's this Mole Man man, and he's got an underground city, so everyone just goes down there.
He's got room for not only all his citizens, but all the citizens of New York down there?
Yeah.
Well, then that sounds like the perfect place.
So then Galactus shows up, and he realizes that this is obviously a trap.
Uh-oh.
But then Sue gets this boost of crazy mom strength. You know, like when moms can lift cars to save their babies?
Oh, I know all about that. A buddy of mine runs a garage where instead of car lifts, it's just moms in crisis.
Hey, that's a bad business idea.
Saved him a ton of money till the lawsuits.
Anyway, so then Silver Surfer is done thinking, and she decides she's not a bad guy anymore, so she helps to kick Galactus into a portal.
Amazing.
But then Sue dies because she's superpowered way too hard.
Oh, no.
But then it turns out that the occasionally CGI baby can revive people, so he does that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and then a few years later, Dr.
Dr. Doom shows up because he's interested in the cosmic baby now.
Dr. Doom, huh? We should get some big name to play him.
Well, yeah, but also you don't want to seem desperate.
Yeah, no.
Actually, you know what? I don't care. You said people are saying we fell off. I am desperate.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.